Before you is another work by Juan de Borgoña. It is the central panel, the only one that has survived, from an altarpiece dedicated to St. Ursula and the 11,000 virgins. Apparently, this exorbitant number resulted from an interpretation error, and there were actually no more than 11 martyrs. In any case, the legend describes the pilgrimage made by Ursula, a pretty princess from Brittany, followed by her massive retinue. Before receiving the customary offer of marriage from a barbarian, rejecting it, and paying for it with martyrdom, see the arrow in her hand, Ursula had managed to convert the 11,000 maidens to Christianity. In the 16th century, that is, not long after Borgoña had painted this image, Ursula's resounding success in her role of teacher of values inspired Lombardy-born Angelo Merici to place under the saint's advocation a Christian educational project specifically aimed at girls. It was the origin of the later religious female order known as the Ursulines. Thanks to an old photo, we know what the missing panels of the altarpiece of St. Ursula were. Interestingly, an episode of her legend was omitted, the one describing the almost military instruction that the maidens received before setting off on their pilgrimage. Indeed, this episode did not fit with the differentiation of sexes that we were talking about a little earlier. In his celebrated Book of the Courtier, Renaissance author Baldassare Castiglione formulated it thus.
In the same way as a man needs to show himself as being virile, a woman needs to show herself as being tender and delicate, filling all of her movements with a feminine softness, walking, standing, and talking in a manner that makes her appear womanly and not manly at all times.